Tired of tasteless turkey? Want something better than store-bought rolls and cranberry sauce out of a can? Something handmade? Something to be savored? Well, you would fit right in with the thousands of foodies and organic farmers at the Slow Food Movement Conference in Turin, Italy. It was founded 18 years ago by Italians opposed to the spread of processed food produced by global corporations. The Slow Food Movement has since gone worldwide to promote traditional foods, biodiversity, and plain old good taste. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli was at the conference.
The title of the event was Terra Madre, Mother Earth, and it brought together nomadic yak herders from Tibet and Maasai foragers from Tanzania, Native American wild rice harvesters, and blue egg hen farmers from Chile. This is how Algerian palm date harvester Tirishin Belhadj described his job.
Agriculteur, agronome, acrobat, du palmier dattier.
Farmer, agronomist, acrobat. The massive convention hall was a sea of exotic headgear, felt top hats from Kyrgyzstan, sombreros from Mexico, wrapped white turbans from Chad. Many of these food artisans, specially invited by the Slow Food Movement from all around the world, took part in workshops and discussions on every imaginable food topic. But mostly they came to exchange experiences and to feel less isolated. Bill Coleman raises organic vegetables in Santa Barbara, California.
Now that I've come to this, I feel very proud to be a farmer.
What do you mean? You feel part of a bigger...
A bigger consortium of human beings all over the world that are doing the same thing, struggling along to have a small farm, sustainable agriculture, raise their children, and be happy.
Like Bill Coleman, Agustin Langred Zapana feels newly empowered. In the Andean mountains of Peru, at an altitude of 12,000 feet above sea level, he harvests the maca root, used for medicinal purposes. Agustin wears an elaborate headgear reminiscent of those worn by his Inca ancestors. He was among many farmers here who'd never left their villages before.
La más importante de nuestra vida. Es lo más importante de nuestra vida.
Coming here to Terra Madre has been the most important event in my life. I never would have thought I could meet so many brothers from all over the world. We do not speak the same languages, but we all understand each other.
Dolores Godfroy is the proud owner and chef of what she calls the first purely African restaurant in her native Swaziland. From her kitchen stove, she leads a battle against Western junk food that's been replacing traditional local African produce.
That is why we've got certain diseases that are not Bantu diseases. That is not an African disease, genetically not an African disease. Diabetes, high blood pressure, different cancers like over the lower bowel, etc., etc. Not an African disease, but because of the wrong diet.
The small farmers who gathered in Turin were eager to share their stories, their battles, and their anxieties. They all felt they have a common enemy threatening their livelihoods, multinational agribusinesses. Maya Yani of India heads a community of 500 small basmati rice farmers. She told the story of how her community successfully fought against what she described as attempts by an American company to patent basmati. And now, Maya said, these farmers feel even stronger as members of the Terra Madre family.
It makes us feel part of a big movement. Thousands of other producers who are working like us, whose modes of productions are threatened. Whether it is threatened because of the industrial push that is making them extinct, or whether they are being threatened by the greed of patenters, like in our case for basmati.
The Spanish chef, Ferran Adrià, perhaps the most celebrated experimental chef in the world today, came to Turin to pay homage to this assembly of food artisans.
You farmers are the bedrock of our existence, and we chefs have to be at your service. The chef only buys the food. You producers are the ones who have the most important jobs, but you get the least credit.
In fact, Terra Madre was much more about the politics rather than the pleasure of food. At the closing ceremony, Slow Food founding father Carlo Petrini addressed the small farmers and food artisans.
Quando voi ritornate nei vostri villaggi.
When you return to your villages, whether in high mountains or in arid plains or in fertile valleys, you will know that you are no longer alone. We must make this network function. This network will be your strength. This network will give dignity to your work.
Petrini accused the West of exploiting third world food producers for its own pleasure, giving as an example that 75% of all cocoa growers have never tasted the final product, chocolate. Petrini made an impassioned appeal that farmers from both the rich and the poor parts of the world join forces in the fight against genetically modified organisms, which he said are of no use in combating hunger. That plea was echoed by a surprise speaker, Prince Charles of Great Britain, who said that manipulating nature is at best an uncertain business. He also denounced what he called agricultural intensification.
Imposing industrial farming systems on traditional agricultural economies is actively destroying both biological and social capital and eliminating the cultural identity which has its roots in working on the land. It is also fueling the frightening acceleration of urbanization throughout the world and removing large parts of humanity from meaningful contact with nature and the food that they eat.
Terra Madre ended in a festive mood with participants dancing to Romanian gypsy music and convinced they had just laid the foundation for the first international alliance of the Earth's caretakers. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.